A new anti-spam law that took effect last Thursday appears to have done little to stop the tide of unwanted emails. That's because, as the senders of bulk email try to avoid detection, many are employing ever more ingenious methods. In some cases, they have also begun to use less intrusive marketing techniques not covered under the new law. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Dubbed the Canned Spam Act, the new law, among other things, makes it illegal to disguise the origins of an email, a technique often used by spammers. It also gives consumers the right to opt out of receiving future junk emails. But anti-spam advocates say they're not surprised the new law isn't doing much to curb the volume of spam.
This bill fails the most basic test of anti-spam legislation, which is that it doesn't actually tell anybody not to spam.
That's John Mozina, co-founder and vice president of the Coalition Against Unsolicited Commercial Email. He says despite the new law and recent indictments against several high-profile spammers, most appear to still be operating freely.
So they don't really think that there's a good chance that if they spam in violation of this law that they're going to face legal penalties. They're going to keep on doing it.
Rather than passing broad national laws, which he says are difficult to enforce, Mozina believes individuals should be given more rights to sue to stop the deluge of unwanted email. But with the volume of spam increasing steadily, it now makes up more than half of all email, it isn't clear whether that would work. Mark Sunner is chief technology officer of Message Labs, a spam filtering company. He says even more worrisome is the fact some spammers are going even further, hijacking insecure computers and using them to send more spam.
Over 66% of the spam that we're now intercepting is coming from what's known as an open proxy, which effectively is a machine which is either very insecure or more likely has been compromised by a virus which is effectively making it available for use by spammers.
And there is another rapidly evolving threat to computer users, a less intrusive form of marketing known as spyware. Often buried within users' computers, spyware can be used by a third party to track a computer user's every move, sending the data back to marketers. Andrew Weinstein is a spokesman with America Online. He says there are also concerns spyware has been used in some cases of identity theft, all of which, he says, can be done without the knowledge of the user.
As we enter this new year, I think what we're realizing is a lot of the threats online are no longer the visible threats. We clearly still have problems with spam. We clearly still have problems with viruses and pop-ups. But the threats that are emerging, a lot of them are hidden threats like spyware and identity theft and hackers attempting to get in through firewalls.
In an effort to protect its users' privacy, AOL announced this week it will join online service provider Earthlink and begin offering automated software to alert customers to hidden spyware programs lurking within their computers and allow them to remove them. But it's not clear whether any of that will do much to halt unwanted online marketing. New laws or not, say the experts, the problem will probably be with us for some time. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.